pray. Ah, come on, come on. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Before I do anything, George and Dorothea got a little something they want to share. I don't know if it was Friday or Sunday, but they'll... Randall, bring this back to George and Dorothea, please.
They didn't want to come here.
No, they want you to bring it back there.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
Nice try, I'm afraid.
Hallelujah.
I always get it, right? Yeah, like Pastor said, it was either Friday or Sunday. Pastor gave a prophecy over somebody would be receiving an envelope in the mail, and it would be an official government envelope with a window on it, and on the left side it would have the government address. So we actually did get a letter like this week, and it was a great financial blessing that we didn't expect, didn't know it was coming, and it looked exactly like Pastor had described it. Right down to the T.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ain't that wonderful? Hallelujah. So when you guys get a word, you need to pay attention to it. Amen? Yes.
Somebody else?
They may be in a while. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus, tonight I pray in your name that you take me beyond my ability. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for writing our names down in heaven. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the fruits, the gifts, your Shekinah glory in this place. And we shall receive the blessings of the cross tonight in Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I want to talk a little bit tonight about the Holy Spirit and how He'll guide us. We've been talking about the school of the Holy Spirit. And I really think this week, I'm going to speak this. The Bible says you can have what you say if you believe it. So I believe there's going to be a turnaround, a miracle this week in people's lives. I really believe that. I'm speaking it out by faith in Jesus' name. Amen? Do you believe that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want, you know, these is Jeff's nieces here and his sister, and they're all staying in the sound room, and Lisa's husband's down in Las Vegas, and there was some things said, and I said, well, he'll be here. I didn't know how God was going to do it, but she told me tonight that she got a call from David, which is her husband. David got a call and said, what are you doing, David? He said, well, I'm trying to survive down here in Las Vegas. He said, well, I'm in Colorado Springs, and I got this contract, and you need to get yourself here. Right? Oh, I wouldn't wear your hands out, saints. Jeez. Hallelujah. See, God said he's going to come. Men want to know what they're going to eat and where they're going to get paid and so on and so forth. That's just the way men are. Sometimes women will just step out and just trust in God. But I just said, oh, he'll be here, and he's coming with a job. Amen?
Amen.
Ain't that wonderful? My God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Turn, if you would, Steve, please, to We're going to go through some scriptures and just encourage you what the Holy Spirit's going to do this week. Amen? In your life. She, the little lady back here said amen. I'm glad somebody agrees. Praise God. John 8. Yeah. 32. Hallelujah. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. We have a spirit of truth. This week, the enemy is going to try to throw things into your mind, but the spirit of truth is going to rise up in you. And you're going to know the difference between error and truth. In other words, he would like to keep you beat down, Satan would. But the spirit of truth is going to rise up in you and is going to bring you truth this week. Everybody in here is going to receive truth from the Holy Spirit this week about something. Everybody here has some kind of testing and trial. Well, the whole thing is every promise in Jesus is yes, yes. We got a God who will supply our need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, is going to move into your life this week. He's going to manifest. He's in your life, but he's going to manifest that your mind knows that you have an assurance and a faith that truth will come. Truth will override error, and you'll be blessed this week. That's number one. That's what he's going to do. He's going to bring truth. You should know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So when you receive that manifestation of that truth in your life, it's going to free you from any depression, bondage, lack of this or that, whatever it is, it's going to free you. God is saying tonight, the Holy Spirit is going to bring truth to you this week, and that doesn't mean he hasn't done it before, and it's going to make you free in some area. There's some area you're not free. There's some area I'm not free. And so God is going to give us that truth, which is going to free us. The enemy has fought us, the body of Christ, sons and daughters, by bringing error into our lives. But God says tonight that the Holy Spirit will minister you this week and bring you truth, and you'll finally get freedom in that area. You'll finally be free in that area. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free in that particular area, whatever that area is in your life. Whether it be in your marriage, whether it be in your finances, whatever it may be, it's going to make you free. I wouldn't get too excited. My God. Did you get it, George? Praise God. See, it's the same with me speaking over Lisa or these two back here or some of you other people have gotten words. You know what it is? You don't believe it. Today, starting today, from today to next week, he's going to bring you some truth and it's going to make you free in an area. The Holy Spirit is in you to bring you truth. This week is something special God is saying. It's going to make you free. Maybe you need it in your body, and maybe you need it in your mind. Maybe you need it in your marriage. It's going to make you free. It's going to free you from the enemy attacking you and almost got you convinced it ain't going to happen. But God, the Holy Spirit, tonight, number one, he's going to make you free. This week, starting tonight. Amen? Hallelujah. That's the first thing he's going to do. Number two, John 14. Hallelujah. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. Say, I know him. For he dwells in me. And he will be with me. In verse 18, excuse me, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Listen, saints, if you felt out of whack, if you felt lonely, there's going to be a manifestation of God's Spirit in you tonight. Tonight. Right now. Tonight. And you'll walk out of here refreshed. And you'll walk out of here filled. You're not going to feel like you're some orphan somewhere, placed off somewhere. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, this is number two, this is what he's going to do, cannot receive because he neither sees him and knows him, but we know him. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. For he will dwell with you and will be in you. Hallelujah. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. There's going to be a manifestation of the Spirit of God starting tonight that's going to be with you. And this is the week for you to learn how to receive a miracle. He's going to be with you. He's going to manifest in you. He's going to help you believe for what you're believing for and haven't got yet. Sometimes we feel like orphans, like God's not there. He's gone on vacation. Amen? Even though the Bible says we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God is in us, God is going to bring you truth. Is going to make you free. This week, you are going to be filled. You're not going to be feeling lonely this week. You're not going to feel like you're separated or God's not going to do it. God's going to fill you. You felt like you were separated from God. You felt like the enemy was trying to tell you, maybe it's you. Maybe you've done something wrong. And it almost makes us feel like we're orphans or God's deserted us or God's gone on vacation. Tonight, he's going to refresh that in you. There's going to be a move of God the Holy Spirit in our lives starting tonight. It's going to go for 7 days. So if you can believe it and expect it, just like I saw that envelope, just like I said David will be here, and I've said many, 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 many prophecies since I've been in ministry. If you can believe it tonight, saints, what God is saying to you, the working of the Holy Spirit in your life, is going to free you. It took me 7 years to walk out of multiple sclerosis, but God the Holy Spirit was there encouraging me. He was there counseling me. He was there comforting me. He did not heal me. I don't know why. I'm sure it's me. It wasn't God. But eventually I received the healing from MS. 7 years. Don't give up. Don't quit. Keep doing good. You'll get your season. And God's saying it's within the next 7 days. If you need wisdom, if you need knowledge, you see, if you feel separated, feel lonely, feel oppressed by the enemy, I'm telling you, God will bring you truth. And it's going to make you free. Amen? And there's some people are going to know what their calling is. Some people just don't know exactly what it is. Kind of get an idea, but don't know. When you know, you'll act upon it. God is going to bring that truth, and you're going to get that truth, and that truth is going to make you free. Free from wandering and wondering, what has God got me here for? What should I be doing? If you'll be open this week to hearing from the Holy Spirit, the truth will set you free. You'll be free in the area you haven't been freed in. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is what he's going to get you to do this week. Philippians 4. See, when you hear the word of God, this is what God's going to do in your life. So you're going to receive the Spirit of truth. You're not going to feel like an orphan. God's going to make you free. God the Holy Spirit. He's going to bring you truth that's going to free you. There's somebody here, or two or three of you, who are totally exhausted physically. Totally exhausted. You could sleep on a box of nails with them sticking through. God's going to refresh you, energize you tonight. Hallelujah. But this week, this is what the Holy Spirit's going to do with you. Most people think on all kinds of things. But this is what he's going to get you to think on. Finally, 4:8, Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, the Holy Spirit, this is how he's going to free you. This is how he's going to make you come out of that feeling of an orphanage. This is how he's going to have you come out of that tiredness and so on and so forth. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, see, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. It'll make you free. He's going to get you to think on things that are true. Not things that the enemy is saying or something in your family or whatever. He's going to get you to think on things that are true. He's setting us up for miracles, saints. So if I can be trained by the Holy Spirit and have the Holy Spirit bring me truth that'll make me free, he's setting us up for a miracle. To believe in miracles. Whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. You know you can't do it by yourself, but the Holy Spirit in you will get you to meditate on these things. Meditate on the promises, every one of them, yes, yes. Meditate on you are anointed, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, and he's with you, and he's bringing you truth, and it's going to make you free. See, usually our minds are everywhere. This is for somebody here. Listen to me now. If you allow worry and fear to enter you and stay there, it will destroy your soulish area. God wants you to hear what he's saying tonight. If you allow, it will destroy worry and fear. It'll destroy the soulish area. It cannot stay in you, saints. Because God knows exactly what you need before you ask. Amen? But the flesh likes to be a worrywart. It'll even get into anxiety. It'll even get into fear. It will destroy the emotional makeup of an individual. That individual will start acting different. Why is God talking to us this way tonight? Because he wants you free. He wants you happy. He wants you blessed. He wants you anointed. He wants you to walk in the promises of Jesus. Well, someone just said, well, why don't he do it? He's going to. It'll make you free. Hallelujah. So when you get out of bed in the morning, before your feet hit the floor, you know what you ought to say? I'm thinking on your love. I'm thinking on your joy and faithfulness, the fruits of the Spirit. See it right there? I'm thinking on kindness and all the way down through. That's how he'll have you think, saints. He won't get you, have you get out of bed, start thinking about, oh, geez, another bad day. You know what you make a bad day from? You start, when you go to sleep and when you wake up, your mind's right on the same track. God wants to free us, saints. God wants us to have peace in our minds. So, if you now listen, saints, if you don't do this, I can't make anybody do anything. But I do what I preach. So, if you'll get up in the morning, if you can't remember these things, have your Bible there. And just start thinking on this. Say, I think on love. Open the door for the Holy Spirit to bring you truth that'll make you free. That'll make you feel like you're not an orphan no more. That God does care about you. He does love you. You see? Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, this is all true here. Start naming the fruits of the Spirit. Let me tell you something, saints. You have the gifts and the fruits in you. And if you don't allow God the Holy Spirit to bring the fruits and think on these things that are true on the outside. This is how the gifts of the Spirit attach themselves on the outside. They attach themselves to the fruits. The Holy Spirit don't attach himself to your emotions and your flesh. It's like a magnet. The gifts of the Holy Spirit attaches to the fruits. When you allow the fruits of the Holy Spirit to come on the outside, and you start by saying, you see, I'm thinking about your love. I'm thinking about your kindness. I'm thinking about your joy. I'm thinking about your faithfulness. Give something to the Holy Spirit every day before you start your day. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth will make you free. You know what it is? That God is with you. The Holy Spirit is in you. Hallelujah. Amen? So he's setting us up for a miracle. And I'm going to say some things here tonight. It's entirely up to you how you receive it. Most people don't know how to operate to receive a miracle, including me for a long time, until the Spirit of God taught me. So I'm going to teach you what I was taught a long time ago. I received the miracle in my physical body. I received the miracle in our finances. I received the miracle in our church. Even though we look around, there ain't many here, it doesn't make any difference. God has met every need. And you know, there may be just a few here, so God can get me to the end of myself. Gee, if I'm not, boy, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. But you see, he's all-knowing, he's all present, he's all-powerful. He knows what's going on here. He knows what's going on in my life. I've been thinking about having hot dog roasters and slide up and down a pole that's all greased, and maybe it'll draw people or something. But people don't like what's going on. They don't want to be told about certain things. They don't want to be told about sin. Well, turn to Exodus 15, please. A little lesson from Moses. Hallelujah. 15:22. We'll go 22, 23, 24, and 25. We'll stop here in a minute here anyway. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, verse 22. Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days into the wilderness and found no water. Now listen, saints, when this man of God leads you, it may look a while you're not going anywhere, and you can't find the promises, and you can't get this or get that. Listen now, this is what God the Holy Spirit taught me today. Taught me today. That I lead people, you see, and people quit because they don't see anything. Amen? They go to a church over there, it's all religion. When I say over there, I'm not pointing across the parking lot now. I'm talking about in general. Everybody said, we're talking about that church over there. No, I'm not. Verse 23. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the water of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah, which means bitter. And people complained against Moses, what shall we drink? And people complained about me and to me. I get these little letters. Say, listen to me, saints. It will happen. You will get your miracle. It will happen. You will be free this week in some areas. You will know some truth. It'll make you free. You will be filled with the Spirit of God this week, and you won't feel like God's gone on vacation. I'm telling you, saints, this is like Moses speaking, only it's this man of God speaking, and I'm leading you into some areas, and some people say, well, there ain't nothing happening. I don't know what he says these things, and I don't know. So he cried out to the Lord, verse 25, and the Lord showed him a tree. Now, when God does things, that's the reason why we prayed earlier, Jesus, take me up beyond my abilities. You know, our education is great and everything else, our abilities, but it ain't great when it comes to God. Because God does things strange ways. When I saw that letter, you see, with the money, you know, the window in it and so on and so forth, I just spoke it out. They received it. When I went in that office, I mean, that sound room, the Spirit of God came on me. I said, David will be here. Well, I didn't know he was going to send his old boss here to get a contract and then call David. I don't know. They didn't tell me that. All I got to do is act on faith that David's coming, that you got a job, that you're going to get a miracle, that you're going to know truth and it's going to make you free. Verse 25, he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. Then he made a statue and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. Let me tell you something, saints. There ain't no way. If we had water you couldn't drink, we'd be looking for filters. We'd be calling the supervisors and see if we can run that water through filters that will take all that poison out. But God says, you see that tree, Moses? Go take it and throw it in the water. Absolutely beyond our abilities, beyond our thinking. We would not do it that way. And if you're going to receive a miracle, you've got to ask God to take you beyond your abilities so your abilities don't interfere and try to tell God how to do it. Are you listening? God does things absolutely different. When I'm going to receive a miracle, you're going to receive a miracle, your abilities, your education, we're always trying to help God out. Why don't you just do it this way? Well, you can talk till hell freezes over that way to God. It'll never happen. Because God has ways, his ways, how he does things. And how we will know is by the truth of the Spirit will tell us this is okay. This is okay. Moses, you can take that tree and throw it in that water. It'll turn the water sweet. That's no way that you and I today, with our education, all the things that are going, that go on in the world, you know, we have filters on our faucets and we got this water and that water and we got all this stuff going on and everything else. And God says, just get that old tree over there. It'll make it sweet. It'll clean that water up. Well, you and I wouldn't do it that way. And it's not wrong to have a filter on a faucet and so on and so forth. Me and my wife have one. But if you and I, or I led you somewhere, and we had no water, our bottles had run out. We're bottle-drinking people, man. We always got bottles of water in our hands. And we got out somewhere where I'm leading you, and there ain't no water. And we go, my God, that stinks, Pastor. What are we going to do? Well, do you notice what they did? They turned to the Lord. Moses did. Lord, we'll take that tree and throw it in there. It'll take care of the water. But if he hadn't turned to God, see, that's our problem, saints. We turn to our own abilities. And we got this wonderful spirit of truth in us that will teach us at that moment how to overcome. Whether it be our bodies, our minds, our finances, marriage, whatever it may be, the Spirit of God is on duty. And he'll teach you truth that'll make you free about that given situation, whatever that may be. Turn to Exodus 16. 4 and 5. The Lord said to Moses, behold, I'll rain bread from heaven. I mean, we've all seen rain come out of heaven. We've seen snow come out of heaven. But God says, I'm going to rain bread out of heaven. God wants to know if they will do what he told them to do. Once God starts in the spirit with you, directs your life from the spirit of truth, he expects you to wind up in the spirit, not in the flesh or in your abilities. And we all battle this. So God is going to test them to see if they'll do what he said to do. And in 4, then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I'll rain bread from heaven for you, and the people will go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them whether they'll walk in my law or not. So you and I have got the Holy Spirit. He brings us truth about something. It makes no sense. Our ability gets involved, and it grieves the Spirit or overrides the Spirit. That's why I say daily, take me beyond my abilities. Amen? And the Holy Spirit will work with you and start telling you things that makes no sense to your ability or to your natural mind. He's testing you to see if you can receive God's way of doing things. And it will be on the sixth day that they will prepare what they bring in, and it will be twice as much as they gather daily. You see what God's saying there? See, I'm going to test you and to see if you'll obey according to what I told you to do, to go out and get it every day, but I'm going to increase it. He said to Solomon, Solomon, because all you ask for wisdom, I'm going to give you everything else. You remember that? God is constantly testing sons and daughters, the body of Christ, pastors, to see if they'll obey. We've got to get beyond our ability. So it takes the Spirit of truth, you see, to give us truth that will make us free, but the truth he gives us about a given situation may make no sense, and you got to make sure that your abilities don't step in and squash that story or that situation that God's given you to set you free. Everybody in here has certain amount of abilities, certain amount of education. Hallelujah. God wants to know if they'll do what they're told. What was they told? It shall be on the sixth day, verse 5, that they will shall prepare what they bring in. It shall be twice as much as they gather daily. God sat there. He fed the 4,000. He fed the 5,000. Moses put a tree in that water. See, when we start moving in the Spirit of truth, you know why people feel like an orphan most of the time? We're not doing what the Word says to do about that given situation. We're not thinking on good things and pure things. We're not thinking on the fruits of the Spirit. We're thinking about ourselves. That's why, God, take me beyond my abilities. Take me beyond my abilities. See, people, after they've been saved for 10 or 15, they think they have all kinds of supernatural abilities. Well, how come it ain't happening? I was watching a revival last night, and I don't know, there was 4,000 or 5,000 people there. And there was four people in a wheelchair. No one came out of the wheelchair. And I said to Betty, they ain't doing no more than I do. You know what it is? You see, when we start prayer lines, this young man, he's a man of God and everything else, but he just, man, he was screaming into that lady, man. They two big men yanked her out of the chair, stood her up, and she fell back. She couldn't walk. Then they pulled another one out of the wheelchair and set her back in the wheelchair. The Holy Spirit says, it's according to my will. See, when we're young saints, I used to do the same thing. I went and preached to 30 people who had multiple sclerosis. All of them had multiple sclerosis. And all of them, I think half of them were in wheelchairs and crutches and all that stuff and everything else. And I was throwing the crutches away and putting their arms around my neck, man, and yanking them out of chairs and everything else. You know, this is when you flow and the Holy Ghost brings you that truth that makes you free. You just go over there and say, you're healed in Jesus' name. See, when you study Jesus, it was so easy for him to say, pick up your bed and walk, blind eyes open. You see, Lazarus, come forward. And everybody responded to this word of God and this faith that was standing there called Jesus. And this young man was running up and down there, man, and he was getting so frustrated. I said, been there and done that. I'm telling you, saints, God is setting us up for miracles. Miracles that will be done by the Spirit of truth. Not by my flesh, not by how loud I can scream Jesus, not how much I can grunt. I felt bad for the young man. There's two of them. They were from England, you see. But it just wasn't happening. One guy got his ear healed. He could hear. He had a broken eardrum. The one right next to him, nothing. Until we start learning to move in the Spirit of truth, it'll become so easy for us. Till we start being tested by God to see if we're going to do what he told us to do. What did he say to do? He said it's according to the will of the Spirit. It ain't according to us. Because they're gifts of the Spirit. Amen? Amen? Jeez. 17, Exodus 17. See, we're not going very far. You won't wear your fingers out or nothing. Starting 17:5. And the Lord said to Moses, go on before the people, take with you some of the elders of Israel, also take in your hand your rod, which you struck the river, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there. You know it says in Mark 16, these signs will follow those who believe. And you go a little further, he says, he went with them, working with them. That I don't have to grunt and scream and do all that stuff, do I? Or you? Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb, and you will strike the rock, water will come out of it. Now listen, saints, there ain't no way today that water will come out of a rock. See, when you're going to get water, you call somebody, and sometimes they use one of those things there that draws the thing to the water, or somebody will come over and drill, charging you $5,000 or $6,000 to get a well going, and so on and so forth. Jesus said, just come over there, and I'll meet you there, and water will come out of the rock. Where are you going, Moses? Well, we're going to go over and meet Jesus over here, and he's going to meet us there, and water's going to come out of the rock. Think about it. I know the rock is Jesus, the water is Jesus, but water came out of the rock. See, that's not the way we would do it. We don't get water from a rock, we get water from the ground. Right? See, God is trying to teach us how to receive a miracle. So I spoke by the Spirit and said, I see an envelope with a window in it, like a government check and so on and so forth. That following Tuesday, they received that. He just showed me an envelope. God's way of doing things, saints, through the weeks and months and years of your walk with Jesus, he'll start asking you to do small things, asking you to be obedient. And you'll find it right here in the Word of God. So what happens is we get discouraged because we've started doing it and it doesn't work according to our time, and so we go on to something else. God's trying to teach us how to work with the Holy Spirit so that we can do miracles. So we can carry on and do the same thing Jesus done. That's what he's looking for, people. So when Moses brought these people out there, the first thing they'd done was wine. They wanted some water. It was bitter. Moses put the tree in there. I'm going to send manna out of heaven, bread. It's going to meet every one of your needs. See, the reason why I was speaking this is because the Spirit of God that's in you and I right now is encouraging us how this God does things differently. So I got to get beyond self. I got to get beyond my own abilities. I got to get in the supernatural realm. I got to be led by the Holy Spirit. I got to know truth, and that truth will make me free, and I'll be able to deposit that truth in people's lives. Amen? For a long time when I was in the ministry, I felt like an orphan. I thought God didn't like me, and he went to California. I'm serious. I used to think that. The only reason why you get those feelings is because God wants you to be obedient. He's given you an assignment, and if the assignment is faith, he wants you to stand by faith. Amen? So we got to get Jesus to take us on beyond our abilities, to get rid of self. I'm telling you, saints, God was telling me today, he's setting us up here at Creative Faith. I don't know what the other churches are doing for miracles. You and I have to stand before God and say, God, and everybody here, just about everybody, has prayed for somebody, either blind, a wheelchair, or couldn't walk, and so on and so forth. And they weren't healed. I said, God, I ain't going to scream, spit in their face no more. I ain't going to yank them out of the chair. I'm just going to say, be healed in Jesus' name, or what, that little thing there. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. That's all I'm going to do for all the rest of my life. Because I know, you know what's going on, Lord. And I know there's going to be an outpouring of the Spirit. And I know there's going to be a spiritual awakening. I can't make it happen before then. I know I have the Spirit of truth in me. But I want to be free in the area beyond my ability in the supernatural realm. So when God says, Ellery, do this, I do it and it happens. Or shows me or tells me to say things. And it's so easy, saints, when it happens that way. It is so easy. You know why? You're not walking in the soulish area. I mean, this poor young man was just a screaming man, and he was yelling at the people. We got to press in. I said, it ain't the people's fault. See, I've been there. I've done that. But when you saw the apostles in the 70, they just kind of went out there, and they just done things according to the authority the Lord gave them, right? Well, you're going to know the truth, and the truth will make you free in that area. You're going to know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. Moses, come on down here. We'll get some water out of a rock. Anytime, listen, saints, this is a spiritual law. Anytime God comes to you and starts you in the Spirit, you better wind up in the Spirit. If you don't, it will never happen. It will never happen. So if you get a prophecy, if you get a word, and your ability gets involved, it will not happen. I don't care if you sat on the Pope's lap for the last 8 months. It won't happen, saints. I'm honest with God. When it don't happen, it don't happen. I don't get into all this stuff and everything else. Because I want to be ready when God says to me, the first healing line I ever had, I was thinking, now how does old Roberts do this? The people, I didn't think they were going to come up, see? I got up to preach my very first service, and I couldn't remember anything. So I sat on the platform, my legs dangling over the edge was a lot higher than this, and I started speaking scriptures with my head in my hands, peeking through my fingers to see if anybody's going to come. I says, whoever needs prayer, come on up. And I was kind of, and the whole place filled up. And I went, oh, my God, two had been plenty. And so I said, how did Oral Roberts do this? God took my finger, and that's all I did was this. Bang. Goiters left people's necks. I had one lady, her hair stood up on her head like she stuck her finger in a light socket. And I'm going, what is this? I saw so many supernatural things, and it was so easy because he was doing it. He was working. The Spirit of God was moving through me. And I jumped track. Oh, man, I was yelling at people, spitting in their face. No big deal. It was anointed spit. But you see, I want to be ready when God tells me to do something that makes no sense to me under the anointing, and then just do it. I'm sitting here and I see an envelope, and I can tell you many, 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 many things that I've seen. And I just spoke it out. It doesn't bother me where it lands, if people believe it, don't believe it, what? That don't bother me a bit. See, it's not my job. My job is to speak it out. It's your job to believe it. It was Moses' job, you see, to take that tree and throw it in the water. Or the, come on, guys, where are we going? I don't know. Jesus is going to meet us over the rock over here. We're going to get some water out of the rock. I'm going to send bread out of heaven. No one believes that today. No one believes in miracles today. But listen, saints, I'm telling you, the next 7 days, the Spirit of God is going to give you some truth and is going to make you free. And anybody who feels lonely, you're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. That doesn't mean he's not in you now, but he's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. You're not going to be an orphan. You're not going to feel like God's gone on vacation. Amen? Hallelujah. And he's setting you up to believe in miracles. God is a miracle-working God. And I really believe there'll be testimonies here next week if the devil don't steal it from you. You know Matthew 13, it says, what you don't understand about the kingdom, Satan steals. So just because you've been saved for 30 years or 20 years or 10 years doesn't mean you know everything. That includes me too. So, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Well, amen? Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I guess, yeah. During this time, just close your eyes and see if you can keep every thought out of your mind. Amen? Hallelujah.
There is no other name above you. blessed be your name. God of Jacob, Shepherd of Israel, holy unto your name, holy unto your name. Son of righteousness, and the Lamb who was slain, you're the lily of the valley, you're my bright and morning star, you're the beginning and the end, you're the everlasting Father, you're the God, God of all glory. You're my healer and the King of Kings, my deliverer and my friend. You're the sweet rose of Sharon. You're all love and you're all power. You're merciful and you're mighty. You're the Redeemer of all mankind. You're the Lion. The Lion of Judah, you're the ruler of this whole universe. You're the Most High Messiah. You're the soon coming King. Holy, holy is your name. Yonder lando me alando lalandere ayando maya lande ya yetu lando alando lalando lande ayando ya holy holy is your name.
Saying nothing, if you need prayer, come up here right now quickly. Anybody needs prayer right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the truth, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your Spirit that brings us truth, that will set us free this week, Lord. Thank you for miracles this week, Lord Jesus. Thank you for miracles tonight. Thank you for your Shekinah glory in this place, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We'll think on beautiful and good things. Your word is beautiful. You're beautiful, Lord Jesus. Oh, your wonderful fruits. We'll think on your fruits, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I touch her and anoint her in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, minister to her, Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Minister him to him, Holy Spirit. Top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus, miracles, Lord. Miracles, Lord, truth, Lord. The Spirit of Truth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your presence, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Your presence, Jesus. Oh. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, oh. Your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord Jesus.
there's going to be a turnaround in your life. There's something that hasn't been working. I can see a valve that's been closed shut, and it's about to be opened up. There's going to be a turnaround in your life. You're going to have some joy and some blessings that you have not had. The Spirit of God is going to bring it to you. There has been a distance between victory and defeat for a long time, and you've been kind of in between fighting some things, but God said it's all over. You'll get my grace, you'll get my joy, and the Spirit of God will move upon you and bring you into the area that you've been looking for. And God says it'll be opened up to you, light and revelation into your spirit by the Holy Spirit, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you tonight, Lord, because the end of struggles is here, Lord. Your grace is going to be upon each one of us, Lord. Miracle, Lord. The gift of miracle is going to operate on the behalf of your body, Lord, your sons and daughters, kings and priests, Lord. I speak it into existence right now, Lord. Everything that could not be turned or changed is changed by your thumb. Changed by your thumb, Lord. Changed by your thumb, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus upon each one of them here, Lord. And I speak the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. I speak the Spirit of truth that will bring that truth, Lord, that will set us free, Lord. In that area, Lord, that we've been struggling with, we thank you that you're faithful, Lord Jesus Christ. It'll come to us. It'll come to us. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. New beginnings will start as quick as you release yourself into my presence, as quick as you believe. And you cannot believe by yourself, but my Spirit shall come to you, and my Spirit will try to bring you into the truth, and you will cooperate this time. For many times you didn't cooperate, but this is your day. This is your year. This is your season to cooperate with my Spirit, saith the Lord. And he shall bring you victory, and you'll see great favor that you have never seen before. Yes, you have prayed for grace, but God is saying, no, great grace is going to come to you. Great grace is going to come to you. And there's going to be a season of just many, many blessings in your life that I am going to speak into existence by my Spirit, saith the Lord. You shall receive the promises. Those promises shall arise in you, because everyone is yes, yes. And God says, I have waited and waited, and now the season has arrived. Look for number 7. Look from today until next week, because many things will be changed in your life. Many things will come to you. They may not seem and agree with your mind or your abilities, but it'll be by my Spirit, and you'll find it in the Spirit of truth. You'll find it in my Word, and it shall come up out of you, and it shall bubble. A great fires, great heat will come up out of you, bubbling up out of you, and you shall know, because you know that I have been with you, that I'm still with you, and that I'm giving you grace in areas that you never thought you'd have. So look for me to be upon you and in you and flowing through you, because I will bring you into the valley of peace, and you shall rest there, and you shall rest there, because you'll know that everything has been done in me, saith the Lord, and all you got to do is rest and believe and trust in my Spirit to bring you into those places. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your encouragement. We thank you for your knowledge and your wisdom. We thank you for the 7 days starting today, Lord, till next week, Lord. We are believing and expecting miracles, Lord, in our lives, Lord. Train us, Holy Spirit, how we will not reject the foreign things of the supernatural, how they'll come to us and bring us victory. Satan, you have been bound in Jesus' name. Principalities and powers, you've been bound in Jesus' name. Leviathan, you lying, twisting spirit, you've been bound in Jesus' name. You spirit of destruction, Apollyon, I bind you now in Jesus' name. And I just speak and prophesy the anointing upon everybody sitting in this place, Lord. I thank you for visions. I thank you for dreams. I thank you for the sighting of angels. I thank you, Lord, that I sense in your spirit realm that angels are going to be start being released with messages all over the world, Lord. All over the world, Lord. And we just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that we shall partake of that in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. We honor you tonight. You are holy. You are precious. You are Lord. Oh, our King, our priest, Lord Jesus, our strength, our salvation. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just love you tonight. We are ministering to you tonight, Lord Jesus, by your Spirit and by your Word. Ministering to you, we thank you for your Shekinah glory in this place, Lord. We thank you for your gifts. We thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. We thank you for your peace, Lord, that passes all understanding, Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Everything's going to be turned around. Everything is going to be turned around. We thank you, Lord. We got a God that supplies our needs. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Yes, Lord. We are redeemed, Lord. We are redeemed, Lord. We are redeemed from sickness, disease, and poverty. We are redeemed from demons and principalities and powers. We are redeemed from the laws of the flesh. We are been redeemed. We've been redeemed, and we so speak it. And we thank you, Lord, for the victory in those areas in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's somebody here who's had a hook. The devil's had a hook in you. And when I mean by hook, there's some kind of worldly thing that's been going on in your life, and you'd like nothing better to be free from it. And God says tonight, if you can believe in his power and his love, if you can believe that the Spirit of God is in you and resting upon you, if you can believe in the virgin birth, if you can believe the stripes on my back, saith the Lord, and the shedding of my blood, and my death, and my resurrection, you have resurrected with me. And today is your day to overcome. Today is your day to overcome, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. That hook he had in you is dissolved now. I prophesy and speak against that hook that comes out of the world in Jesus' name. And I free these people from that hook in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just close your eyes, saints. Let the peace of God. Just let the peace of God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God is telling me to warn you about the spirit of Leviathan. There's something that is going to be try to be twisted, and don't let him twist it. Take authority. Recognize it right away. The Spirit of God is going to bring the name of Jesus and the authority of the blood, and you're going to bind it. He's going to try to twist something this week. Watch out for him. Be alerted. How can you do that? Always start your day by praying in tongues and thinking on good things. Think on the fruits of the Spirit. Think on the fruits of the Spirit. If nothing else, just confess them and think on it. Just think on it. Think on those things that are wonderful and true. Hallelujah. Because he's going to try to twist something. If you'll keep yourself prepared, you'll hear from the Holy Spirit and you'll speak in the authority and name of Jesus. And it'll come. It will not be twisted. It'll come untwisted in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you blessed? I know I am. You got to preach yourself happy. Praise God. God bless all of you. Listen now. Look for the Spirit of truth. I'm telling you, it'll happen this week. If you're prepared and ready, and what's going to happen now, the enemy's going to come hard and strong, saints, to try to get your attention so you won't be expecting nothing. You'll spend all your life fighting that clown.
You got to bind them every day, early. Every day, bind them early. Amen? You have the authority. Amen? Don't let them take you halfway in or quarter way or halfway. Don't let them do it, because he'll occupy you for the whole day. And you'll miss a miracle. And that's why he's doing that. Amen? God bless you. Shake someone's hand, say something nice.